Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, and welcome to our social media tour, stop number two. Stop number two, stop number two. Well, hello, hello, hello. Miss Sherita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you are. Well, we have an awesome, awesome, awesome lineup for this evening. We are just waiting for people to join us here at the social media tour, stop number two. I tell you, how are you doing this evening, Sherita?
I'm great. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. I tell you, you talk about, you know, this whole social media tour, you know, we started this just a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You and all of your great research and your enthusiasm, I tell you, it's just incredible. And
yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
You should be. I would be, too. If I had created a baby like this and was really able to help people, I would absolutely be excited, too. And there are just so many wonderful things that is going on as it relates to people releasing their power. So remember now, last week we had very, very, very first ever social media tour on virtual media right here on the internet. We know many people have done on ground social media tours, do an internet media tour. And you know what? If you're not speaking, you might want to just go ahead and put your phone on mute. That's fine.
Okay.
And you know what? We have the background. Yep. We're so wonderful, wonderful. And as soon as you're ready to talk, you can just take yourself off mute. And so we can have a nice, nice, beautiful, clear, because you know what? The beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio as a social media tour, people will get a chance to go back and listen to the archives over and over and over again, and that's so beautiful. But here we are doing the social media tour, first ever social media online tour. Now, last week on Tuesday, we were doing it on Facebook. So in Empowered to Release My Power, we were doing the social media tour. So I'm just going to go there right now and let people know to come on over to the Coach Alisa Show to come into the tour. So last week, Sherita, you were there. It was awesome. Can you just talk about that for a minute? Last social media tour on Facebook.
Yes, it was. It was truly a groundbreaking thing. We had lots of great feedback.
Yes.
From the guests.
Yes. Mhm.
And
mm-hmm.
the members of Empowered to Release My Power.
Mhm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm anticipating on a great response tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling people that they can call in. This is such a different format than what I've ever done before. I've never done this format before. I've been doing radio now since 2005, actually, because it was the year my mother passed. I'll never forget it. And I started the show. I did my first show, the very first Thursday in December. Very first Thursday in December. I'll never forget that show because my show came on the air the day after Kirk Franklin was on the Oprah Winfrey Show talking about how he had fallen into some pornography and how it could have ruined his marriage. But how he was, you know, sorry for what had happened and, you know, he begged for his wife's forgiveness and his own forgiveness. And so that's how I'll never, ever forget because it was my first show. And, you know, the station manager said to me as I was doing, and make it so bad, this is how funny things can happen. The very first show, the person who was a guest on my show, someone referred this guy that I had never known before. He had just written a book entitled Who's going to save me? It's time to tell my secret. And here Kurt, so he was my guest, very first guest, and here Kurt Franklin was on Oprah Winfrey, one of the biggest television, you know, networks in the world, and he was telling all of his secrets. And it was just, I tell you, so when things like that happen, you know, you just like, wow. And that's what this feels like.
Yes.
So, yeah, I've been doing radio for a while, but never in a format like this where it's a social media tour. So we're here for this next hour to take your questions, to hear your comments. We have a few questions for you, and I'll tell you, this topic we're going to be talking about tonight, Sherita, why don't you tell them a little bit about the topic tonight, if you can?
Well, the topic for this evening deals with the relationship between politics and empowerment.
Wow.
So, yes, yes. Very powerful, very informative, and eye-opening, as a matter of fact. So we would like for any listeners that are willing to or able to please call in and discuss this topic with us. It's very important, very, very relevant, and we look forward to speaking with you. If you are unable to call in, we ask that you please engage in chat with us here on Blog Talk Radio, right here on the Coach Felisa Show.
Okay. I put that right there, politics and empowerment. What's your take? Okay. Call in and give us your opinion. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, I told people there, you know, Empower to Release My Power. I said, come on over to the social media tour on Blog Talk Radio going on now. Call in, call in. And you know, Sherita, I tell you, this is, you know, this is so groundbreaking, you know.
Yes.
Because you know what's happening in the country right now, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Okay, so why don't you talk about that a little bit since you know. Tell me what you know.
Well, I know that right now we are experiencing a stronghold on the political field. And it's unfortunate that we've come to a time as of right now where the country seems to be split on the issues in regard to our President Barack Obama. And whether or not he is capable of succeeding against the economy and the other world issues.
Hey, that last part, I think I missed. I think it went out.
Okay, I stated that we're currently at a stronghold right now. We have a split within the country, within the United States here, where there are believers and non-believers in our president's ability to govern govern our country successfully.
Yeah, yep. So that's going on right now. That's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so also, what else, you know, so we have that going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also have, what do we have? We also have people who just don't know how to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Yes.
Because,
yes, that's,
you know,
correct.
Yeah, basically they don't have their power released.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to pull themselves up from their bootstraps? Okay, they don't even know probably that's what they're supposed to do.
Yes, I think so. I think that for some time now we have, as a group or as a whole, or even as a country, we've all become accustomed to just sort of getting by, so to speak, not using our resources, but just accepting, oh, well, this is the way that it is right now, so I just have to deal with it this way, as opposed to empowering yourself to say, you know what, I'm not going to accept this. I'm going to get up and do everything I can, everything that is within my power to do to make my situation and my life better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely, absolutely, and I don't know, you know, and when it comes to, I don't know, Mike, it's not posting the way I wanted it to post, and that's okay, but I'm wondering, do people even really care about fixing the problem.
Well, you know, I think that people care, but they simply don't know how to fix it. They don't know how to engage themselves. And that
okay.
has everything to do with our topic this evening in regard to the relationship between politics and empowerment.
You know, empowerment,
mm-hmm.
because when you think about empowerment, you know, what exactly, you know, is empowerment? You know, what is it? And why is it important, you know, to be? And you know, Sherita, I'm really going somewhere with this empowerment thing. I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, I know. Absolutely.
This is so groundbreaking, Sherita. You cannot possibly understand the full effects of what's happening tonight. You cannot. I know you feel that you do, but I promise you, Sherita, if I told you some things that I could tell you and others that are listening, and by the way, I want to welcome you to the social media tour, and we're just getting started. So, but Sherita, I got a funny feeling we're going to be in the White House very, very soon.
All right.
I really do believe that. I really do believe that.
I believe it as well.
I really believe that we're going to be in the White House very, very soon, because there are some things, I'm telling you, there are some things that I could tell you that would literally, it may not blow your mind, but you would certainly go, say, what?
Mm-hmm.
You would really be like, what? What is going on? I'm telling you, it is really, 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 really something. For instance, you know, you heard of welfare, yes?
Yes.
Have you also heard of, and I don't want to let too much of it out because it's something really, like I said, really, really groundbreaking that I'm working on with a few other people, and it is just really going to be super, super powerful when it all comes out and it all hits the fan. It is really going to be very, very powerful. Okay. And I've had, you know, and I don't mind, you know, sharing with people and all of that. You know, I'm fine with that. But sometimes you got to just kind of launch out there yourself with stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, it's just some groundbreaking stuff is about. Oh my God, why does this keep coming out? The best is yet to come. There's just some great stuff. Go on over to the social media tour and Blog Talk. The topic, let me make the topic just a little bit more prevalent, because I don't think people understand how powerful this topic is. Now, part of the problem is, you see, there's the book, right, Release Your Power, right? We came
mm-hmm.
out with that years ago. And then I met you, you know, maybe mm-hmm. last year. And I met some other people, okay? And I met more people. And I'm telling you, God is working this out. I'm telling you, he is so strategic. That is not even funny.
Yes.
Anybody who wants to be strategic, let's just say you're a company, and I know
mm-hmm.
I'm about to let out, but that's okay, because I can prove that it was said right here on the Coach of the Lisa show on this day. This is how strategic God is. And anybody, any business owner, who needs to be strategic, business owner, husband, anybody needs to be strategic. All you need to do is follow God.
All right.
You yes. follow God, you follow yes. Jesus, or just study them, you will understand strategic planning. From Genesis all the way to Revelations, straight strategy.
Yes.
Okay. He strategically planted, you see, Adam and Eve. That's number one. First of all, he had a mission, number one. He already had a mission and a vision, purpose. So there, right there, speaks to what companies need. They need a mission, a purpose, and a vision. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Any church. So anyway, so hello, hello, and welcome, Coach Linda Hillman. Awesome, Coach Linda. Well, God bless you. Now, Linda is all the way in California. Linda, also wonderful to see you here. Now, Linda is also an empowerment strategist and coach.
Mm-hmm.
She's also an evangelist, or no, I think you're an elder now, if not pastor. Linda knows exactly what we're talking about when we say that if you really want to see strategy in its perfection, all right? And I also see we have another caller on the line tonight, so also caller, welcome, welcome, welcome. The 908 area code, 908 area code 3, and then first three numbers of 397. So we also welcome you. This is the absolute first social media tour that we're doing in a virtual sense, and we're doing it right here. So the topic tonight, we're talking about politics and empowerment. And, oh, Linda, God bless you. Pastor now, you go, girl. Awesome. You know, I met Linda back on a social media tour, social media network, that is not getting as much popularity these days. Facebook kind of came in and, you know, kind of overshadowed them a little bit. But before, that's where we were all the time, and that was on MySpace. And that's where I met Linda, and we used to be on there all the time interacting with each other, collaborating with each other. She even had me scheduled to go to California, so we do believe in social media and the virtual type of social media such as this, or should I say online.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, when it comes to empowerment, now I said I was talking about welfare, so definitely welcome, welcome, Linda, God bless you. And you're an empowerment coach, you have a whole entirely empowerment program destined to be empowered. She has a powerful, powerful coaching program, so Linda, please. You know, you want to, you know, share something in the chat room there. But we would love for you to answer the question that we have posted in the chat room. Why don't you go on and read that question, Sharita?
Our question tonight is, what is the relationship between politics and empowerment?
So we want to hear your comments. We want to hear what you have to say. What are your thoughts about the relationship between politics and empowerment? And then, after you answered that question, a follow-up question to that would be, where are we as a people, where are we in activating our political empowerment? I'm typing that into the chat room now. Empowerment. Oh, now, you may say, well, you don't understand the relationship. So we want to hear what you have to say. If you're in the on the switchboard and you would like to weigh in on that question, you just have to hit your number one key online. So if you open up your, if you hit your number one key, that's ready to make a comment. At any point in time throughout the session tonight, you can hit your number one key. Talk about empowerment and politics that we're talking about tonight. And I was sharing how we're really going to blow up in this area, I'm telling you. This is the biggest area right now. Those of you who are coaches, are empowerment gurus, instructors, and I might have to go on mute. You might need to mute, yes. Back. So if you put your phone on mute, that'll, until you're ready to speak. Beautiful, beautiful. But here's the thing. If you are an empowerment coach, an empowerment leader, a business owner, or whatever, then this is an important topic for you, because in most inner cities, right now, there is a huge gap between, and not only in inner cities, in all kinds of places, there is a very huge gap between the rich and the poor. And some people are very familiar with the phrase, oh, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. There's been a big problem with, you know, the middle class. They said we've been losing the middle class. The middle class are being hurt by the present economy. They're being hurt more than, certainly more than the rich. The poor, well, they're not really noticing a whole lot because they were already poor going into it. So it was that huge, huge middle class that we have that are really, really, really experiencing it. We have people who, in this past recession that we've had for the past several years, we've had more people losing their homes, people losing their jobs, more people just going through a lot of devastation. And people, and you know, we were talking before about how some people, they don't make the connection between politics and empowerment. So you have people, the very people, put it like this. Let me just break it down really in a short, quick way, because we don't have a whole lot of time. If I had all night, I could take longer. But here's the thing. And then we got some coaching, free coaching we're going to be giving away that you can work with Coach Lalisa. So definitely don't go away. And so we're going to have a question that we're going to put out there, and if you can answer the question, but you have to call in to answer the question and get some free coaching. And now this is the kind of coaching that can help you achieve your goals in life. But here's the thing. When it comes to politics and empowerment, the very people who need the most empowering, hear me really good, tell me, name some of the groups that need the, and you can type it right in the chat room, just name some of the groups that need the most empowerment. Just name me some groups. And I'll name one. I'll say the youth. The youth, they need to be empowered, okay? So who else wants to weigh in? Name some of the groups that need to be empowered the most. And you can just type it right in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, if you're on the switchboard, if you want to speak, you just hit your number, just press your number one key, and I will know that you are ready to speak. If not, I won't open up your phone line because I know sometimes people are calling from work and they're listening or they're, you know, doing things in the background, and they know that there could be noise in the background. But if you're in the chat room, just type in, okay, so someone, okay, Linda said women, African-Americans, teachers, the working class, so the people that need empowerment the most, youth or children. Sharita, you want to weigh in and type something in? Working class. I'm also thinking of students. Yep, you got. So I'm going to type in a few that I can think of. People on welfare. And I'm talking about, you know, like, you know, parents and people that are on welfare, underclass, there you go. People on welfare. We have people getting out of prison, right? Those getting out of jail, recently incarcerated, right? And then you have those who are, so when I say youth, somebody says students, so like those would be people that like drop out of high school, things like that. Or the poor, so there's those that are, so students, African Americans. In a lot of cis, definitely various Hispanics. I can't name all because there's so many different types of Hispanics. Substance abusers, absolutely. Women that have been sexually and physically abused, right? Underpaid. I'll just put. I don't know if anybody put this up there yet, but I'll put underpaid employees, right? Underpaid employees. And so you can see veterans. So look how our list can go on and on and on, right? Now, here's the thing. If you look at that list, and I know we could have put more people up there. We could have put senior citizens and somebody. Well, senior citizens may not fit, but illiterate, absolutely, absolutely. Now, let's look at that list. Just think about that list for a minute. Let's talk about empowerment and politics. When you hear politics or when you're in a group of people, who is the first group of people that typically say, I don't want nothing to do with politics? Now, remember, this was a list of people who need empowerment the most. Okay? And, of course, we would have to do a whole, you know, operationalized definition of what we mean by empowerment. But for the most part, when we talk about empowerment, we're talking about just going right to under some research, a theory on empowerment. When we talk about empowerment, we're talking about people who have the power and authority. Listen to me, hear me really good in case you don't know this. The people who have the power and authority to change the condition of their lives. Does that make any sense at all? See, people say, oh, I'm empowered, I'm empowered, I'm empowered. But unless you're changing, Coach Linda and Sharita and those of you who are listening, until you are changing your life, you're not empowered. You're not empowered because someone tells you that you're empowered. Okay? You're not empowered because, let's just say I have a daughter or a son, and I'm empowered, and that child is not automatically empowered until that child can change the condition of their life. All right, so we're dealing with that. To be empowered is to be able to do something. A lot of the people on that list that we named just don't always take the opportunity to change the condition of their life. Because if we look at this list, what do we find? Yeah, and I see what you said there, Linda. I see the comment that you made there when I asked the question. Who's always talking about, I don't want to hear anything about politics? I don't want anything to do with politics. Okay. So in all those groups that you listed there, African Americans are some of the main ones who are in those groups that are suffering the most. You know, they used to have a joke that said, if the unemployment rate is, you know, 5, you know, let's say it's 5%, when it's 5% on a nationwide, in the African-American community, it's 15%. So nationally, if the unemployment is 15%, then that means in the African-American community, it's probably around 25 to 30. And so the bottom line then is what? What's the bottom line here? I need somebody to type that in to the chat room, or you can, you know, speak it if you're on the phone. And I know a few other people have tuned into the show, so we welcome you to the show. So I want to hear from you. So what do you think the bottom line? Where are we going with this? What's the connection between politics and empowerment? And actually, I need to throw in another one: poverty. And then at the halfway mark, because the show is only an hour, and then we'll do a little game and see if we can give away some coaching tonight. And give away, I think we'll give away some coaching. We'll actually give away an MP3 entitled You've Got the Power. We'll give that away toward the end of the show. It's a powerful message that I did to help to empower people. Okay? And it just basically teaches people it motivates people to be empowered. Okay, so power, politics, empowerment, poverty. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on this call tonight, it's no accident that you're here. This is ordained. This is an ordained call. No, it's not church. No, I'm not preaching. No, I'm not going to lay hands on you. Well, I might. But I'm speaking a word. This is ordained. You're not here by accident. Okay? Now, some of you, I know I'm already working with, like, Sharita, of course, and I'm also working with Coach Linda, and I'm definitely looking forward to coming out to speak at one of her events in California. She has lots of powerful events. I've been wanting to get there so, so desperately, and she knows that, and we were almost there 1 year, and I just couldn't pull it off. She was all ready for me to come. And she is truly an awesome woman, because I know some people that if you had canceled on them at the last minute, once they had made preparations for you to come, had told people you were coming, put your picture all on the flyer, had people coming, showing up, saying, I thought I was going to meet this woman. And that person not only is still talking to you, but she would take the time out of her busy schedule, because it's only a little after 5 there in California, to come to your show and participate. To me, she's a real woman. She's a real woman. I consider you a real awesome woman because we met years ago. We didn't just meet last week. We didn't just meet last month. We met a good 4 or 5 years ago on MySpace. And you stayed in touch, you kept in touch. When we found out we were both here on Facebook, we connected. And that's what I'm talking about. People like you should be a coach, should be a pastor, you see. I know some people, they shouldn't be, and I'm going to put that out there. But people like you should. And I just want to make that publicly, I just want to publicly say that. So I thank God for you, Coach Linda. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So Coach Linda said that most African Americans have a misconception about empowerment. Got that right. And then, and also Sharita, co-host, said staggering results. The bottom line is that on a whole, African Americans have not harnessed political influence to become empowered. Bingo. Bingo, bingo. In other words, you definitely win the prize. And so, yes, I love you, Linda. I really do. No, you are truly a woman of power to me. And, you know, if you ever need any kind of a reference for anything, please, you can always use me, because I consider a person like you top of the line. Because, again, when I didn't come, and it was at the last minute after you had done all that work to promote that I was coming, and then you remained my friend, and you followed up, and you invited me back. That's what's, like, amazing to me. You invited me back. You didn't, you know, you truly should be a coach. And I'm not just saying that for anything, but to let you know that, you know, God is truly going to bless you, because, you know, when you bless the people of God, he will bless you doubly. So politics. So let's do our little game right now and see how far we get with that. Okay, Sharita. So here's how the game is going to work. Sharita's going to give a word. She's going to actually, she's going to type it in the chat room, and I'm going to, you know, say it over the airwaves. And the first, and you have to come up with an acronym. The first person to come up with an acronym that is powerful and empowering. Now, if you're on the phone lines, you have to raise your hand so I'll know it's you. And so, actually, to the fifth caller that calls in and that gives an empowering acronym, they will get a free half hour of coaching. If you're in the chat room, and you come up with an acronym that's empowering, but you'll have to do it in like. And if you're in a chat room, you have to do it in, like, 10 seconds or less. 10 seconds or less. And I have my stopwatch here, so I will absolutely know when you did it. Okay? So let's see. Let me find my watch on my phone here. Usually I find it a whole lot quicker than this. But you never know how things work out. Hold on. We didn't give the word yet. When we give you the word, you're going to come up with a powerful acronym for that word. Okay, so there it is. There's my stop. Okay, let me put it on a stopwatch, and when Sharita puts that word in, okay, my stopwatch is ready to go. I see we have a couple of more callers have called in. The caller has the hand raised, and so we have, yep, so it looks like you are absolutely the fifth caller. So caller, as soon as I give the word, and the caller is going to have, the person on the call is going, in order to win, you will have 30 seconds. You will have 30 seconds. The persons in the chat room, you will only have 10. You will only have 10. Now, here, and welcome to our other guests in the chat room. We're talking tonight on this social media tour. We're talking about empowerment, politics, power, and poverty. How do they fit in? How do they relate? And so you can, you know, go back and listen to the archives, and you'll be able to hear the show. But we're going to roll on with some more topics, some more of the topic. But right now we want to do some giveaways. So, Sharita, are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, when you type it in, the person will have 10 seconds. I'll hit my stop clock. And then those who's on the phone, I'll open up your phone line. So let me just check to see, make sure the person on the phone is ready. Okay. Victor, are you ready to answer the acronym? Okay, Victor's not ready, so let's not do that. So, okay, in the chat room, let's go. All right, go with the word. There it is, aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E. You got 10 seconds, and go. You have 10 seconds to come up with a powerful acronym. Type it right into the chat room, a powerful acronym for aspire. It can be anything that you can come up with. You have 10 seconds and your 10 seconds are almost up. The acronym A, period, S, period, P, period, I, period, R, period, E, period. And I'm giving you one extra few. I've given you, oh, my God, you're 42 seconds. I'm giving you a few more seconds just to give you a little bit more time. If you're in the studio, just dial in area code 908. I see you out there. Do you want to give it a try? You have a few more minutes. Okay, I'm trying to give away some coaching here, trying to help somebody. And you can pass this gift on to someone else. You can pass it on. It doesn't have to be for you if you don't need the coaching. This is a chance for a person to get some coaching from Coach Lil Lisa. It could be in the area of success, career, starting a business, finding a husband, letting go of a husband. Oh, come on, come on. You can do it. You can do it. All right. It looks like Sherita got it. Okay, we're going to stop the watcher and see what she's got here. Always, yes, that's something for the A. Seeking, all right, all right. She's got the S, y'all. Power, okay, that's the P. Integrity, well, look at there, that's the I. Resilience, awesome, awesome, Aura. And E for excellence. You did it, bing, 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 bing. You absolutely did win, and you can get 1 half-hour free coaching. And so what do we have here? Always seeking power, integrity, resilience, and excellence. Oh, I love it. That's a powerful, powerful acronym. Very, very, very good. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, we're glad that you stayed with us. We're going to come back and talk some more about this poverty, power, empowerment, and politics going together like a hand in a glove, going together like white on rice, power and power, poverty, politics, and empowerment. See, if you don't have, here's the thing. We were talking about this. We got Coach Linda in the chat room. Awesome, awesome Coach Linda Hillman. She's right there on Facebook. You can connect with her. She's on Facebook, LinkedIn. Awesome, powerful woman, pastor, coach. She's awesome, dynamic. And let me tell you, people, this is a time. All right, yes. Awesome, awesome, Coach Linda. Well, you know what, Coach Linda? Hey, my girl. All right, y'all, stop the show right here, right now. My girl is in the chat room. Now, you know, I got to call you Miss Holden. But I tell you, is that really you, Tisha Holden, in the chat room? That is truly, truly my girl. God bless you. Y'all, that was my boss. She was a woman that taught me a lot. She was an awesome, awesome, awesome woman. And I am so glad that she stopped by our social media tour tonight. We're talking tonight. This is our first ever social media tour, Releasing Your Power. And we're helping people all over the world release their power and become who they really are, helping them to do what you like what you said, Coach Linda. So, Coach Linda, if you don't mind, because so Coach Linda is going to give away some free coaching also from her Destined to Be You Empowerment Group. She's going to give 2 free 30-minute sessions, and she's powerful, and she got some powerful stuff, y'all. She's in California throwing it down. So what we're going to do, Coach, if it's all right with you, because we have about 7 more stops on our media tour. We're going to be here. We're here this week. Next week, we're going to be on LinkedIn. I believe we're going to be on LinkedIn next week doing the social media tour. We're going to be on the Blogspot. We have several more stops on our social media tour online, so you'll be able to participate from wherever you are. We're going to have giveaways. So, Linda, I will connect with you on Facebook to get those prizes. But we said, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you for that, Coach. Now, here's the thing. We had asked you earlier to list some groups of people that need empowerment the most. And we had put out people like the working class, students, people on welfare, the underclass, people incarcerated, getting out of jail, reentry, people who have been recently rehabilitated, substance abusers, the disabled, Hispanics, veterans, sexually and physically abused individuals, people that are underpaid, employees that are underpaid, people that are illiterate, and African Americans. And one of the things that I found in the research on empowerment is having the ability to change your circumstances, to change your life. Here's the problem. In this country, in just about any country, really, when you say that you're not into politics, you're really like cutting off your nose to spite your face. Okay? When you're the unempowered group, all the groups in America, whether you're the Italians, whether you are the Jews, whether you are the any group you want to name, the Irish, any group, every single group that came to this country that were in poverty, they got out of poverty how? Through politics. It's the only way to get out. So when you say, as a black person, as a woman, as a person who's on welfare, as a person who's in jail, I don't care about politics, you basically said, I like my condition, even though I'm not happy with it, I'm willing to stay this way. That's basically what you said. Now, you can do your research. I've done the research. I'm already telling you, giving you my opinion. Oh, thank you, Coach Linda. Love you for that. So we're going to give away those two on our next stop. So here's the thing. Releasing your power. Now, people might say, well, Lisa, what does all that have to do with your book, Release Your Power? Here's the thing. In 1994, when I signed up, I didn't know why I was signing up to get a degree in political science until tonight. Okay, this is 2011. I signed up, went through the whole entire degree, had no idea why, only to get to today for it to become plain to me today. Because now I see that, and so, you know, again, people have to become politically inept. You have to know politics. If you cannot change politics, you cannot change your life in this country on any substantial level. Now, Coach Hillman says, that is the problem. Many don't believe that they can change their lives. We as a people don't realize that the underdog always uses the system to overcome. Absolutely. And what system? The political system. Hispanics, Mexicans, anyone, the main thing they do when they come to this country, the main thing they try to do is to get into politics, whether it's on the local level. And a lot of times you may not see them at the state level. You may not see them you may not see them on the federal level. But what's most important is in your community where I spent all day today at the county welfare building in Hudson County talking to a woman that's been working with workforce development for 34 years in some capacity. And sitting there talking to this woman who was in her 70s, okay, she's in her 70s, left RCA back in the 70s, like 74 or 5, to work she came to work in, you know, workforce and working with the economically and socially disadvantaged. And though, yes, I worked at Kentuck, and yes, I worked with people who were coming out of jail, and yes, I now work with a welfare group, here's the thing that I'm seeing is that people who are in poverty need to be empowered, and the people who don't want you empowered are the people who want to continue to basically rape the system. They basically want to rape you because they don't want you in power. Because if you're in power, that means they have to give up. Listen to me, y'all. They got to give up some stuff, and they don't want to give it up. Let's just call a spade a spade. They don't want to give up what they got. Why should they? They feel like it's theirs. They don't want to share. They're stingy people. They are people who like to hoard. And, you know, the Bible told us don't hoard. They are stingy people. They don't want to give any of it up. They are very selfish people, though they act like they're not selfish, but they are. They don't want to share. I met a woman, I'm telling you, I met a woman today that has 5 jobs. She has so many jobs, it stressed her out, and she almost ended her life. And I'm talking about 5 good jobs. I'm not talking about somebody who's working at McDonald's for a few hours and then going over to cleaning people's houses for another few. I'm not talking about that, because they might need 5 jobs just to make, just to pay one rent. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about 5 good jobs that could be to, that could get 4 more people off welfare or off unemployment. But these people, I'm telling you, they're greedy people. And poverty, politics, and all of this is tied together to empowerment. So that's why I said in the early part of the show, all of you people, like those of you who are here on this call tonight, you didn't come here by accident. This is ordained. You are the empowerment leaders. And, of course, you know that. That's why you do what you do. That's why, Coach Linda, that's why you have a whole program entitled Destined to Be You Empowerment Group. That's why you have that. That's why I have the book, Release Your Power. That's why I'm doing this social media tour, you know, up from jail myself, having been a prostitute, having been arrested, having been that person who did not have empowerment, who was not empowered. Yeah, it's on now. They listen. Okay, Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, he did what he had to do to try to empower the people. And we know what happened to him. They did not want him to empower people. But you see, it doesn't matter, because this, when they killed him, it spread. You know, like a seed. When a seed dies, it spreads. So just like when Jesus died, it spread. So when Martin Luther King, that was the worst thing they could have did. They think it was the best thing. That was the worst thing they did. You see. But because they did that, his mission spread it out so far and wide that now they have no control over it. Because they didn't know, while they were killing him, you know, God was raising up somebody like you, Linda, and you, Tisha, and me, and Sharita, who wasn't even born yet. See? And I'm telling you, it is about to be a major, major, major explosion, and it's going to be awesome. People are going to be really... See, right now, I sit every day with about 20 women who don't know their worth of empowerment. And I had almost missed it until today. I'm telling you, today is a groundbreaking day. I was about to miss it. And, yeah, I can motivate and I can get up and tell people, you can be it, you can be great, you can be wonderful. I could do that all day, but that's not going to change their condition. As a matter of fact, they pay me to do that because they love that. They love for us to stand up and say, you can be great, you can be wonderful, you go, girl, you can do it. They love that. As long as we're not telling people to get out there and vote, or better yet, why don't you run for office? See, that's it. As long as we can just say, oh, you go, girl, you can do it. Oh, man, you got it. You come on, y'all. That's what they want. That's why they give out. So that's why they, you know, the country is in such a deficit, okay? They would rather pay money for us to tell people, you're great, you're wonderful, rather than to teach people how to be politically savvy. That's right, Tisha. Some people are afraid to change. They are afraid to change. But see what's going to happen, Tisha, and I'm so glad you brought that up. We're about to empower them, and they're not going to have a choice. See, that's the secret to empowerment. Because, see, we're teachers. And, Tisha, you know that, and you know how you were. I mean, y'all, this was my boss at Kenta. So, we were together for several years. And I'm telling you, people like you, people like myself, people like Linda, people like Sharita, and the other guests on the line, those of you who are in the studio, those of you who will even listen to the archives, they're not going to be able to stop this, because you know why? It's just like with Martin Luther King. It's going to spread so wide. When I go in there tomorrow, those poor women are probably going to throw water on me. That's how much on fire I'm going to be. I'm telling you, God, it all came together today. When I sat in this woman's office, who is 70-something years old, has 5 major jobs in government, doing jobs that other people could have, and I'm not mad at her. That's fine. I'm just saying, if that's happening there, how much more is this happening all throughout this country? The woman had so many jobs she couldn't even do them. It was making her, basically, she said she almost lost her life. She didn't know she was telling me a story that's going to put all this together. She's just talking about her life. And she's sitting there and she's talking about, she's workforce development. Now, here's the odd thing. I'll be 55 this year. When I was 18, when I dropped out of high school and I turned 18, the first thing my mother made me do was go to sign up for CETA, a CETA program. What is CETA today? The same program that funds Welfare to Work. The exact same program that funds Welfare to Work, that funds reentry, that funds all those other programs, is the same program I was in when I was 18. Don't tell me your destiny is not calling you. At a time when I didn't even know why I was where I was, doing what I was doing, for whatever reason. So to sit in this woman's office today, some, 40 years later, about 38 years later, because she came to CETA in 1977. I was in CETA in 1974. She came to CETA 3 years later and been working there ever since. And I meet her today for the first time in Hudson County. No, she's not even Hudson. She's still Hudson County, but she was in Union City. I've never been to Union City in my life. I know this is destiny, and I know you're not on this call by accident. And so this is a social media tour, and social, the fact that it's a social media tour. And the words out of her mouth is that there are people in this country that is there that are economically and socially disadvantaged. And I believe it's because they're not empowered. They're motivated. They're taught. They're trained. They send them to school to learn nursing skills and the customer service skills. And they send them to all these different schools and learn how to drive a forklift. You could be a certified nursing assistant. You can be a certified, what do they call it? You can be a home health aide. They'll send them to school to learn, in some cases, computer technology, all kinds of things. Anything but empower them. Anything but empower them. You can motivate them all you want. You can help them achieve goals like going to college and all of that, but don't empower them to change their life. And you're not going to change your life. I'm saying you're not going to change your life if you're not going to change the laws that govern your life. Okay, so now that I've said all of that, all right, so changes, yes, it's a necessary vehicle to our future. It cannot be avoided. You can either move with it or you can be run over by it, absolutely. So now I think I've said quite a bit on this tour. And let's see, we were going to try to give out an MP3 of You've Got the Power. So why don't I do this? How about I do this? How about everyone that is listening to the call, if you want a copy of that MP3, you will have till the end of the night. If I get an inbox from you on Facebook before midnight tonight, you will get a copy. You will get the MP3. That you can listen to, or you can let someone that you know who needs to be empowered. Now, it's a deep message, so you might want to listen to it before you let somebody else listen to it. But if you know someone struggling with drugs, prostitution, you know someone struggling with rape and abuse, if you know someone who's in a marriage, they're in a bad marriage and they need help, if you know someone that's just getting out of jail and they don't feel like their life means anything, anybody like that, you need to let them listen to that, and that message will empower them. And not all at once. Empowerment takes time. Look how long it took me to realize even what's happening here in terms of us as a people. teachers, whatever role you're in, psychologist, social worker, you're on the brink of something so big, I'm telling you, when it comes to empowering the people that you're around. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Sharita, did you want to add anything? Or anyone else in the chat room, I thank you all so much for stopping by the social media tour. It's our second stop. We were on Facebook last week. That was awesome. It happens every Tuesday. Each time there's a different topic. Last time we were talking about, did you have a roadmap to your success, to your future, where you're headed? That's what we talked about on Facebook. Next week, next Tuesday night, same time, 8 o'clock, we'll be on LinkedIn. It's going to be a different format. We know we have a lot of business. Our business is on LinkedIn. It's a way to get exposed. It's a way to get exposure for you and your business if you're looking for a job. So the one on LinkedIn will be very professional, and it will definitely be targeting business owners, business leaders. So we're going to be talking. We're going to be targeting business owners and business leaders. So that is all that I have to share tonight. Sharita, did you want to say anything? Or our caller, 908. Okay, I believe you can still hear. Can you? Oh, yes, caller 908. Are you on the line, 908? Okay, caller not there. Sharita, are you there? She might have us on mute because I know that.
Yes, I'm here.
Here you are, Sharita. So, Sharita, did you want to add anything? You have any questions or comments?
Well, I just want to state that this was a very thought-provoking discussion that we had this evening. And I hope that that people, even after we hang up this evening, that you think about really the dynamics of the role that politics plays in empowerment of us as individuals, as a people, and as Christians. And that's really all I have to say. I think that this discussion can be carried over, as a matter of fact, into another session here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're up for it, Coach Lalisa.
Yes. Oh, I tell you, I it's going to blow up. And thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you, Tisha. Thank you. Definitely. If you want to keep up with where the tour is going, if you happen to forget, just simply, you know, check my Facebook page. Also, if you are connected to Twitter, we do post on Twitter where the next stop is going to be. Definitely, we are not finished with this. I'm telling you, I just got such an awakening today like I've never had before when it comes to empowerment, politics. We're going to be, in fact, next time what we're going to do is, next time we get together, we're going to talk about the process by which people gain power for empowerment. And I think you're right, Sharita, we might have to make this a segment right here. But we're going to talk about the three different levels of dynamics as it relates to personal empowerment. We're going to talk about the three different levels. So you definitely want to find out what those three levels are. And these are individuals that are empowerment, are people that are working with people that need to be empowered. And so, awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Coach Linda Hillman, for taking the time out to stop by and to be with us. And, yeah, we're definitely going to redo this, and we're going to definitely revisit this. And I'm telling you, if you're working with any of those groups that we listed before, teachers, social workers, veterans, anybody that needs to be empowered, for the people who are the most ones to say, I'm not into politics, I don't vote, I don't care about politics, they're cutting off their nose to spite their face in this country, because in some countries you do not get a vote, you better not say too much. You already know that's why they will risk their lives to come here. And when we as a people don't vote and encourage others to not only vote but to run for office, we are never going to get out of this trap that we're in of being powerless and able to change. I am sick and tired of people, you know, just having to go by the wayside and take jobs that they can't afford to not like that woman who has five good jobs, but people can't even get five jobs to even make a rent on $800 a month. You know, give me a break. It's about to stop. It's going down. You heard it first right here from Coach Alisa on our social media tour. Tell everybody you know about it, and we will definitely look forward to seeing you the next time. Sherita, love you so much, as you know. And by the way, y'all, Sherita is a young, powerful, dynamic woman who I would hate to see her go work for someone, because, I mean, I want her to work for someone, but if you know of anyone that needs to hire her, Sherita, say hello one more time so they can hear your awesome voice.
Yes, hello. And I enjoyed engaging with you ladies this evening, and I can't wait until the next time.
She's powerful. She put this whole tour together. It was her idea. She's been putting it all together, the PowerPoints, the flyers, everything you see. When you go to YouTube and you check out even the YouTube video on this, she did it all. She's a graduate of Essex County College. She's a business major. And, again, I just love working with her. She is amazing. And I would hate to definitely, you know, she's going to still be working with me regardless, but I just want to make it clear that if you happen to know somebody who's looking for somebody dynamic, I'm not talking about somebody that needs a receptionist, because her skills are so far above that, which you can already tell. But if you know somebody that's in a good position and they really need somebody, please, please, please give her, you know, contact her. She's on Facebook. She's on LinkedIn. Or contact me. So anyway, y'all, have a great, powerful night, and we'll see you on the next tour stop. God bless.